I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. U.S. companies have signed roughly $60 billion in agreements and partnerships with the Iraqi government. They included deals intended to create alternative routes for shipping out of the Persian Gulf. The U.S. and Iran further escalated attacks today with control of the Strait of Hormuz at stake, and oil prices jumped. Brent crude settling above $88 per barrel. It was roughly $76 a week ago. U.S. gasoline prices pushing back toward the $4 mark. AAA puts the national average for regular above $3.98 per gallon. On Wall Street, a down day for stocks closed out a losing week. Seth Sutel has numbers.
The S&P 500 fell 1%. The index closed out its first losing week in the last three, and only its third since March. The Dow lost 406 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.4%. The worries about whether AI stocks have shot too high dragged down Asian markets even more sharply. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The GameTime app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the GameTime guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with GameTime. Download the GameTime app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.